All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is Sunday morning, 9:422. Then he looks at my titles, but I don't know if he read this or not. Did you read this, or did you just look at the title?
I just looked at I read the first line of one of them, but I don't even pull on the side, I think it said, but that's all I know.
Okay. So you'll know. If you hear things in this that you heard in that, you'll know. Okay. All right, this is called infiltration.
I didn't read that one.
Always remember this. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. I awaken my virgins, and in a few years, they have infiltrated the camp of the enemy. All the centuries of the evil works on the earth have been nearly completely neutralized in a few years. I overcame the world, and so have you, by the power of the greater one that lives in you. Always go into a battle with a winner's mentality. The victory is the Lord's. How's that go? That song.
The victory is mine when the battle is
right. Won. When the battle is the Lord's. When you know he's won, greater is he that's in you. Okay. Just as Satan and his people have infiltrated all seven mountains of culture, so much must my church infiltrate all seven mountains of culture. This is what I did when I was here. I spoke to mountains and they were removed. This morning on the broadcast, I was talking about reading the petitions that we read and talking about, you know, taking the land and all that kind of stuff. And the Lord just reiterated to me this. He said, just as you have to take care of your natural stuff. You have to mow your grass and clean your house, and you got to take care of things. Well, in the spiritual, you have to take care of things, or things get in disarray. If you don't mow your grass, what happens? If you don't clean your house, what happens? If you don't speak to your mountains, what happens? I spoke to demons and they obeyed. I preached the gospel of the kingdom, the good news, that people no longer had to live under the bondage of the evil one to all that would listen. The good news. This is how I infiltrated Satan's ranks. I want the whole earth to be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. As you go about your mission, the Great Commission, always keep in the forefront of your mind that you are here to set the captives free. That was Jesus' mission, Luke 4. Those who are enslaved by the enemy, to snatch them out of the fire that awaits them. This was my mission, the Great Commission. This is what I was all about. This is why I was born, and this is why I died. I gave my life so that all that would hear and receive would be snatched from the trap of the enemy. It is not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repentance is not a judgment. It is a turning away from the mindsets of the evil one and embracing God's plan for the individual. See, God has a plan. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, so you can know God's will. His plan for you. I would have all my children to have this mindset. All of the same mind and spirit to get this commission accomplished. When you leave the house, consider that you're on a mission, the Great Commission. Have mercy and compassion for those that have lost their way, and never contempt. Never allow a haughty spirit to be in you, but one of humility, saying, except for the grace of God, there goes I. This attitude will keep you in the light. That light in you will snuff out the darkness. Break the spirit of darkness off of people, places, and things wherever you go, and loose remission of sins. Yes, remit their sins. Loose love so they will be free to embrace the gospel of the kingdom. Let them walk away with hope and not scorn. They will say, God is in them of a truth by your fruit. That's what they'll say. God's in that person. That was the way it was when I was here. People left my presence changed. This all has to do with minds, moods, and attitudes. I want you to be a vessel that I can pour out to others. You live in a day and hour that bad news is being spewed out from every avenue. You be the breath of fresh air. So many are turned off by Christians because they have a haughty attitude. I say to you, Freely you have received, so freely give. Be the flicker of hope for people who are in dire need and dying all around you. I will lead you where to go, and I will show you what to do, for it is me and you doing the work. You can never really be really sure unless I reveal it to you what an individual is going through, what has gotten them to this point. You may be the only Jesus that they ever see. Make a good lasting impression. You represent me wherever you go. Don't make molehills into mountains. Readily forgive. Be willing to suffer wrong. Forgive and go on. For all of these things are the works of the enemy to discredit your witness. You are bright stars in a dark world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. I have a place to eternity in the hearts of men. Men walk around with a big hole in them. This is where I fit. They know, no matter how reprobate they may appear, when God comes across their path, in you they know. Leave the result up to me. Plant a seed. One plants, one waters, but God brings the increase. So, my beloved, do not lose sight of what is really important because of the bombardment of the enemy. Do not despair and lose hope because I am with you. I said I would never leave you and I would be with you until the end. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The greater one is in you. Satan would desire to sift you as wheat, but just as Peter, I prayed for him. I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Satan would have you self-centered, self-focused, because he knows that the greater one in you is in you and that you have been given power over all his power. Power to kick him out and snatch others from the fire. This is the infiltration that I'm talking to you about. It is the enemy's plan in backfire. So be diligent. In other words, God's using, just like Q, the military, and the president are using their plan. They're using their own plan against them. This is the way God works. He uses infiltration. That's how Satan has gotten in. Infiltration. We don't have to come in with a Bible beating people all over the head with it. We're to infiltrate with goodness and kindness, compassion, mercy. Be diligent. Make it a way of life, turning the darkness into light in people, places, and things. Satan does not get anything. Give him no place. I find no place for him in heaven, and he was kicked out. Now it's your turn. Kick him out of everything. The reason that God is in you is greater is because God is love, and love never fails. All right.